WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The shutdown is making the nation's skies less safe. That's the assessment of Air Traffic Controllers Union President Nick Daniels.
Every day that this shutdown drags on with no clear insight, this affects their focus.
Without a paycheck, some federal employees, like the air traffic controllers, are having trouble putting food on the table. Peyton McCune owns Lilulo's Pizzeria near Pittsburgh. She's giving meals to anyone who asks.
If you need the help and you have pride, please put it aside, because you can literally just come in and quietly say it to one of us and we'll act like you're just coming in and picking up food and like a normal order.
Members of the California National Guard arrived in Los Angeles earlier this week to help food banks get food to where it needs to go. For CBS Sunday Morning, Governor Gavin Newsom was asked what he would do if President Trump changes his mind and sends National Guardsmen into San Francisco.
We already had 43 lawsuits, only been 40 weeks of this presidency. That would have been 44. Second he does it, we'll be in court.
Now to the Pentagon decision that's raising eyebrows. An aircraft carrier's been ordered to sail from the Mediterranean Sea to the Caribbean. CBS News Pentagon reporter Charlie Daggett.
Putting a carrier into that neighborhood, that area of responsibility against the stated mission, which is drug interdiction, is absolutely unheard of, aside from unprecedented. I can't remember the last time a carrier was in that region for any good reason other than transporting in or out of it.
Ontario, Canada is pulling the television ad that prompted President Trump to announce he was ending, quote, all trade negotiations with our northern neighbor.
The ad used the words of former President Reagan to criticize U.S. trade tariffs.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford, whose province sponsored the ad, said the intention was to initiate a conversation about the impact of American tariffs on workers and businesses. He added, quote, we've achieved our goal, having reached U.S. audiences at the highest level. A White House spokesman had called the ad misleading and, quote, the latest example of how Canadian officials would rather play games than engage with the administration. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Administration officials are again telling Treasury employees not to take pictures of the East Wing demolition site. Here's CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
CBS News broke the news this morning that Trump officials are again urging Treasury staff to not take photos of the demolition site. Now, the Treasury Department sits right next to the White House. It overlooks the East Wing, what formerly was the East Wing. And there are security concerns.
At the close of the trading week, the Dow closed at a record high. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. Someone driving at 3 a.m. in Racine this morning turned out to be a hero. A passing driver spotted flames early this morning at a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue. They got out, woke the people in the home, and called 911. Everyone inside got out safely. Officials blame an electrical issue. Flames and smoke will be visible near I-94 tomorrow in Racine County as Caledonia firefighters conduct controlled burns at the old South Hills Country Club. The site is set to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center. Racine officials say Wisconsin's first safe haven baby box surrender proves the program is working. The newborn left at Fire Station 4 last week is healthy and in state care. Four of those safe haven boxes now operate statewide. A former Greenfield High assistant track coach faces child enticement and sexual assault charges involving a student last year. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Bennett Schmidt threatened self-harm if the student cut off contact. The district says he wasn't a teacher and passed background checks. Racine County's Crawford Park just opened 8 new pickleball courts as part of a park improvement project. More upgrades, including new basketball backboards, are coming soon. Downtown Kenosha's Fall into Fun Fest runs tomorrow. It's at Veterans Memorial Park outside City Hall and gets going at 11. The free event features pumpkin decorating, costume contests, music, and free streetcar rides. Most places will do trick-or-treating next Friday, but there are some trick-or-treat times Sunday afternoon in the area. Candy distribution will take place this weekend in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, and Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 48.
I love you. are your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Are you a dog owner? What's the first thing your dog wants to do when going for a car ride? Stick its head out the window, right? Why do dogs leap at the opportunity to stick their heads out of car windows while riding? Discover Magazine runs through several possible motives. The first is that dog's sense of smell is so strong that sniffing all of that passing air is an exhilarating sensation to them. Or perhaps dogs may simply enjoy the passing sights, the air blowing on their faces, and the opportunity to contemplate escape.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you.
Bobo and me and you and a dog named Boo on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, I've got some good news and bad news for you. The good news is WRJN is your home for the Don Rosen Morning Show. The bad news is you have to wait till Monday morning now to listen to Don. Monday morning, 6 till 9, the Don Rosen Morning Show brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Today's big deal of the day. Keep your golf game in top form at X-Golf Kenosha, the indoor golf destination where it's 72 and sunny all the time. No wind, no rain, no cold hands, just perfect conditions as you sharpen your skills on over 50 championship courses. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
Sink your teeth into a comedy that's perfect for all blood types. Dracula, a comedy of terrors, now open at the Racine Theatre Guild. Count Dracula meets his match in a lightning-fast romp to Transylvania. When Lucy's sister Mina falls ill with a mysterious disease of the blood, she and her fiancé enlist the help of famed vampire hunter Dr. Jean Van Helsing in a zany hunt for the devilish beast, sure to induce blood-curdling screams of laughter. Call 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. But it's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And now a song that is a tribute to those involved in the battle for civil rights. It was a song written by rockabilly singer Dick Holler, who also wrote Snoopy versus the Red Baron. From 1968, this is Dion and Abraham, Martin, and John on WRJN.
Lie. And since
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and your trusted source for local news just got even stronger. WRJN and the Racine County Eye are now working together to deliver the most complete local coverage in Racine County. So hear it on WRJN. Read about it at RacineCountyEye.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
I'm Connie Fellman. A quick-thinking driver may have saved lives early this morning in Racine. Fire crews rushed to a home on Graham Street near Washington Avenue around 3 a.m. after a driver spotted flames. They called it in and reported smoke coming from the roof of a home. The driver then warned the people inside. Everyone made it out safely, along with one cat. Damage is estimated at more than $100,000, and officials say an electrical problem likely started the fire. It was a tense day at Kenosha County High School yesterday, where a student accused of possessing child sex abuse material was allowed to return to class. 17-year-old Jason Katarba admitted to having illegal material on his school computer, yet was allowed back to Wilmot Union after posting bond. Some parents didn't like that the teen was allowed back in school, with some keeping their children home. At the same time, deputies investigated a threat made by a different student, but found no real danger. A car parked in a peculiar place near Gifford School led to drug charges for a Mount Pleasant man Monday. Caledonia police say they found 42-year-old Chase Bedard sitting in the car Monday morning, acting erratically across from the school on Northwestern Avenue. Officers say they found fentanyl and heroin in the vehicle and in his pocket. Bedard had been out on bond from another case last month. He's now facing felony drug possession and bail jumping charges. A reminder about that Racine County burn tomorrow. You might notice flames and smoke near Interstate 94 in Caledonia. The fire department there is using the old South Hills Country Club for a controlled training burn tomorrow morning. Another burn session will happen next weekend. That same site is slated to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center, bringing in roughly 2,000 new jobs. Several communities will have ghouls and goblins out this weekend with trick-or-treat time Sunday afternoon in Wind Point, Pleasant Prairie, and Rochester. You can see a full trick-or-treat schedule at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or any time at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening cloud cover for tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of a shower or sprinkle, a high in the low 50s. Sunshine's back for Sunday and warmer. Highs climb up into the upper 50s. Right now it's 48.
A day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach?
watch out for one another. When you and I can say, we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
News and timeless hits on WRJN. It's the Partridge Family. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Friday. And it's time to play Can You Guess? The average baseball game includes just a little over 14 minutes of what? 14 minutes of actual playing time in a baseball game.
I saw you sitting in the rain. Yeah.
the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Have nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless ads, WRJN, where you can catch Rick Johnson as he brings you big hits in a bite-sized format. Don't miss the Capsule Countdown. It's tomorrow morning and every Saturday morning at 8:30 and again at 9:30. It's a one-minute musical flashback packed with timeless tunes.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I got you.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you like football, we've got it for you. High school playoff football tonight with Dick Graceffa, 7 o'clock the kickoff. Then, Sunday night, it's Green Bay Packer football as the Packers take on their old friend Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay.
Green Bay Packer football this Sunday night, 7:25, the kickoff, the pregame at 5. And Green Bay Packer football is brought to you in part by Anton Painting, by Jeff Constanzo, LLC Home Improvement, and by Vessel Services. See the full Packer schedule and full sports schedule online at WRJN.com.
Take our opposition and crunch them like they're crackers. That's why I love my Green Bay.
Football this Sunday night and all season long on WRJN.
You can feel it in the air. The temps are starting to fall, and it won't be long before the really cold weather sets in for another winter. So if you still have a lot of work to do around the yard, it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do all the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
As the year winds down, your crew deserves a team-building event that's more than just chit-chat in a meeting room. It's always game time at X-Golf Kenosha, the perfect spot for private parties, corporate outings, and fundraisers that actually bring people together. Swing away with state-of-the-art golf simulators, kick back with cold drinks, enjoy great food, and soak in a vibe that keeps the good times rolling, rain or shine. Tee up your next event at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Smile, it's all
News. WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we feature the class of 1970. It's all coming up after the news at the top of the hour on WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. There ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me. Store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no question. Ba 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 ba.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. We begin with the real-life effects of the government shutdown that are becoming clearer by the day.
Today should have been payday, but instead this federal worker received nothing. We agreed to alter their voice and not use their name.
I'm seeing all of this gold in the White House, and I'm hearing about money being sent to other countries, and I just don't understand why it doesn't feel like America first.
They've been with their federal agency for over three decades.
I give my all as a federal employee. I love what I do. I love working with people, and I take it seriously.
But right now, they say they're not getting enough support. And with two adult children living at home, things are tight. Lynn Bowie for CBS News Washington.
On Wall Street today, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all closed at record highs after an inflation report came in lower than expected. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
With this report, Social Security benefits will increase by 2.8% starting in January. That annual cost of living, or COLA, adjustment is based on consumer prices from the third quarter.
The Pentagon has ordered an aircraft carrier strike group to sail from the Mediterranean Sea to the waters off Latin America. It's an unprecedented escalation in the military's war on alleged drug traffickers operating in international waters off Venezuela. CBS News Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
This is a major step forward, and my good friend David Martin, who worked before me at this position, he said there's no flex like a carrier strike group. So that's what we're seeing here.
New York Attorney General Letitia James was defiant today after pleading not guilty to federal mortgage fraud charges.